I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're tuned in to Heat Check with Trista Crick.
On this episode of the Heat Check, light the beam, light the beam. It's time to talk about some Sacramento Kings. I joined two of my favorite people in the entire world, Damian Barling and Kenny Caraway, on the D'Lo and Casey show on ESPN 1320 in Sactown. Always one of my favorite times of the week talking to the boys, and let's face it, the vibes were immaculate, with the Kings absolutely surging. We chop up a lot of Kings hoops, and I thought I would share it with my folks on the Heat Check podcast. Let's not waste any time, Nick. Go ahead and drop that beat.
Just we're talking about it here. I don't think they have, like, I don't see it turning around. Like, I'm not saying they're gonna miss the playoffs, but I don't see them turning this around to the point where they're in the top six. I think at best this is a play-in team.
You know, it's rough because I just had Sam Esfandiari and Andy Liu on the podcast yesterday, so it dropped today. And they feel the same way. You know, they feel like a move has to be made. Obviously, Klay Thompson's not playing well. He stinks right now. And this is what my theory is. And they agree. And sort of, I think Steve Kerr has intimated things that sort of say the same thing to a degree. It's like, one, you play pretty well in the playoffs. And then you get to the offseason, you've got the celebration of the ring, but also, okay, now it's time to get to work. And the offseason runs are happening. But last year when you were rehabbing, you weren't allowed to do those. The year before that, you tore your Achilles doing those. So now it's time to do it this offseason. And you're like, yeah, I'm still kind of worried. I still have the trauma over that. So he doesn't do them. He just opts out of the only way that you can stay into basketball shape, which is actually playing 5-on-5 basketball. There is no other way to be in basketball shape. Like, there is nothing that you can do. And all right, so then he gets to camp and he's out of condition in basketball, out of basketball condition. And every shot is hitting the front of the rim. And now everyone's slandering him because of it. And it's like, he's not the same. He sucks now. And now there's the mental side of him kind of almost spiraling, I think, and getting really into his feelings. We saw him get ejected. We saw him get into it with Devin Booker. We saw him get into it with Ronnie 2K. He's clapping back on, like, yeah, like, he's going after them. And then, like, it's just like, man, this is the most emo I've ever seen Klay. And all of the teammates, Steph, Draymond, even Jordan Poole put his hands on his head. I look back at it. He's put his hands on his head when Klay is shooting threes.
You know, you know what it is, and you guys bear with me. I'm not in the NBA, and I'm not comparing what I do to Klay Thompson or any other NBA player, but I still hoop, right? And there came a time, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, when I knew I can't do what I used to do. I knew, maybe before other people, and I try to hide it a little bit or whatever, but I knew, like, I just can't do what I'm at that point in my life. Klay Thompson has so much more basketball left than I did at 36 or 37 years old. But if anybody knows, like, I'm not what I was, I can't do that no more, he knows. And I think that's why we saw some of this irrational behavior where, you know, he like loses it on Devin Booker talking trash. Like, it's just talking trash and he loses it, and Ronnie 2K and all this other stuff. I think he knows before anybody.
He went on an Instagram tirade over Ronnie 2K. He was like, why do you even put this clown on ESPN? He's not even a real person in the sports space. And I was like, yo, what is he talking about right now?
He knows.
Oh, well, that's our problem.
Do you, let me ask you guys this. Do you guys feel like how would I say this in a way that's not disrespectful to Golden State and not disrespectful to Sacramento? Do you feel like some of the same principles that it's like sort of diet Golden State in terms of how this Sacramento team is playing? Like a lot of extra passes, like a lot of motion, a lot of guys.
Sure.
I don't think that's insulting. Like, I mean, Golden State has won 4 championships. Yeah. Like, it's okay to emulate them.
And you're getting a coach that came from
them. That's not a problem. Yeah, that doesn't bother me a bit. Yeah.
De'Aaron was talking last night, I think, to James Hamm. I was listening to some of his comments, and he was like, yeah, when guys share the ball at, like, effortlessly and they make the extra pass, like, guys are just, of course we're shooting that well from 3. We're open. Like, we're wide open.
Yeah. It's kind of what Damian talked about, and I think we all learned from Steve Kerr over the championship years. He used to always talk about 30 assists. Mm-hmm. So now Damian does it, I do it. Like, we look at, all right, they scored a lot of points. What's the assist numbers? Oh, 28, 29, 31. Yep, that's why.
Last three, Sacramento is averaging in the last 3 games, they are number 1 in assists per game.
I think they're like maybe number 3 or 4 on the season, like the entire season. Yeah. So, I mean, Utah is up there. San Antonio, even in the loss last night, had 29 assists. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a perfect formula. Like, they lost by 20, and they had 29 assists.
Well, they went up against the game.
They went up against the beam.
What are they going to do? Nothing but lose. Nothing but not only lose, not even cover, guys. It was my favorite bet of the night was Kings -7.5.
We were tripping off that too. Yeah. We were like, what? Like, I think at one point we saw
that. We don't know what to think when that happens. What's going on?
Okay. You're like, this is a fishy line.
I can't wait for you to get here.
We'll
take your picture in front of the beam and everything.
I'm just pumped because, like, I'm going on all these different radio hits around the country, and I have evangelized to the point where I've got people from Buffalo, I've got people from Rochester, I've got people from Memphis, I've got people from Baltimore being like, I'm in on the Kings now. I am now on the Kings bandwagon. And I'm like, and they're like, Tristan, are they going to break my heart? And I'm like, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It's fun.
This team's good, man.
Yeah.
They're good.
I played you guys to win the division.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What's
so that's just Phoenix. It's really just, well, the Clippers. Yeah.
Yeah. Phoenix Clippers. Warriors.
Golden State. What, it was 66-1 when I gave it out on the internet. It's now 45-1 2 days later.
That's crazy. It's going down like that. And that's crazy. It's going down like that.
It's going to get worse. Take it now. The odds will get worse. I bet by Christmas, it'll be 20-1.
Wow.
Are the Kings the hottest thing in the NBA right now?
I think yes. It's been trending. Light the beam, trending. Beam team, trending. Sacramento, trending. Sacramento Kings trending. Kings trending. And not just for
We brought back Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
We beat the Brooklyn Nets so bad. They're like, hey, Kyrie, don't worry. Just come on. Come back.
It was trending stuff.
No. Don't worry about it. Just come on back.
Are you guys the only market, because there's been so much pain, that all of the people who talk about the team actually like each other?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I don't like everyone who talks about the team.
There's a lot of camaraderie, we'll say. There's more camaraderie than, like, on different beats. Do you know
sure.
what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, there's probably a variety.
Like,
of
you guys like Deuce and Mo. You guys like James.
I mean, there's always the ops. You know, there's always the ops. But, you know, aside from that, yeah, we all cool.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Like, a lot of support.
Yeah, I mean, yo, we all just out here grinding. That's what we do. Like, this show, you know, this King Struggle's been going on for years. This show's, we started 2 years ago. Like, there was not much else here. Deuce and Mo really kicked into high gear during the pandemic. Like, that's where they really started to build, like, things out. So all of this stuff started to kind of come along at the same time. So we were just kind of rocking with each other. And then when James's gig kind of shifted a little bit, he joined us over here. And that's just kind of how it is. Yeah, we ride. We ride. We all hungry. Yeah, we all hungry.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You guys saw that shop episode? That shop clip?
Bruh. Come on, man. How funny is Jalen Ramsey for calling LeBron James out for lying?
He said, you know what we say, what they're saying about you on Twitter. You know what they're saying about you? If Twitter goes away, where are we going to call out LeCappen?
Oh, LeCappen. We'll find a way.
Twitter can't go away, man. We love Twitter, man. Twitter's the best.
I don't think it's really going away. Though it had strong going away vibes last night.
I was like, we ain't gonna make it through the night. Twitter ain't gonna make it through the night.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess that thing was on life support.
But my thing is always, like, obviously, because he didn't even create it. Elon Musk just ruins it and Twitter shuts down.
In like a matter of weeks.
Yeah, right. Like, it took no time.
That long.
It took no time for him to ruin it and shut it down. He didn't create Twitter. The person who created it, just make it again. Call it Twitter too. Just create it again. Run it up that way.
Just start it all over. I was like, man, I don't, from LA. There are people I follow and enjoy on Twitter. I don't even remember when I'm not on Twitter, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh yeah, like, love that person, you know, love her, love him. But once I log off of Twitter, I'm not like, where is, you know, Knicks Tape 99 at? You know, like
Knicks Tape 99.
I'm not like, where is he? Like, how do I find more of him?
But aren't you like a big time celebrity on TikTok?
No.
I don't think that's accurate.
No.
I think TikTok's Trista's bag.
Tik. Locked is my bag, but I don't think I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, I disagree.
I don't know. No, it's just a love fest. I'm so happy for y'all. I got the Athletic saying that the Blazers aren't real, which is rude. I think we're real.
I don't agree with that at all.
The Blazers are a good team. I think they're going to be around. The Jazz is the team that I don't believe in. That's a surprise. But I think
the only team I'm willing to say we were wrong about, certainly I was wrong about, is the Blazers. I didn't think the Blazers would be good.
Jeremy Grant is really good outside of last night.
I feel like there's two ways you can go when you're playing for money. And he's going and he's doing it the way that it works. He's on point.
Yeah, he's killing. And I think, too, you're like, you look at him and he realized that career arc, which is like you play for OKC, you play for Denver, you think you're the man, like, because you've been a high-end role player that's really got a high plus-minus, delivered crucial buckets in crunch time of meaningful games. And so you're like, they don't respect me enough. I'm the number one. I'm the alpha. And they're like, we're not paying you like the alpha. Figure it out. So he goes to Detroit and then he's like, oh man, there's a lot of double teams. There's a lot of double teams to be the alpha. I don't want to be the number one anymore. Dame, you be the number one. I'll be the number three and I'll get 30 as the number three option.
And everybody be like, look at him getting 30 as a three option. And you get applauded for your 22-point performance. Not 22. That's
because listen, what he did last night as a number one option would have had me pissed. 5 points, getting locked down, doing nothing defensively. But as the number three option, when Shaden Sharp gives you 20 in 14 minutes, my lord.
That boy Shaden, I'm telling you, he's next, man. He is next.
And what did y'all trade for to get him again?
Second round pick.
Yeah.
In 2025.
And you'll probably be able to re-sign him too.
Yeah. I think he wants to stay. There was a whole article that came out about how Dame recruited him during Japan, like the Tokyo Olympics. And that was the only place he wanted to go, was to Portland.
Let me ask you another question about a team that, you know, because we see everything around here that's of interest to us. And I want to know if you think they're real. The Pacers. You think it's really real what's going on in Indiana right now? I mean, Tyrese is balling. Mathurin is balling. Buddy Hield is playing really well. Miles Turner is balling. You think that's the real deal?
What are they, 2 games over .500 right now?
7-6. They're about to be 2 games because they play the Rockets tonight.
Yep. So, okay. So they're 7-6. What I would say is they're kind of like, they're a team that I was told wants like a top five pick. So they're just trying to figure out what they have. I think they're closer to OKC than they are Sacramento in terms of wanting to win. I think OKC is a fun team. They're going to probably be a .500 team at best. But ultimately, this is a team that wants to be in the Victor sweepstakes or in the Scoot Henderson or the Nick Smith sweepstakes. But, man, I love Haliburton. He is fun. Benedict Mathurin's fun. They've got Buddy Hield making competent decisions. Mm-hmm. Did you see some of these decisions? Like, really making the right pass, like getting in the right spot on the
passing
floor.
Passing just in general.
Yes, just passing. Yeah, just passing. Period.
To the best of our knowledge, he hasn't dribbled the football off his foot to lose a game once this year.
Not one time.
Hashtag coaching matters, kids. Hashtag coaching matters.
Miles Turner has been awesome. He could potentially get extended midway through the season because of like how the contracts work with his deal and where he was drafted after the deadline if they want to extend him. I don't think that they want him, but he's sort of playing himself into a deal and playing himself into a place for someone. So maybe they trade him because he's been playing so well. Maybe they end up, you know, moving Buddy Hield as well. I don't think they go to the Lakers. I just personally don't see that happening. Mm-hmm. But I could see, you know, them going to a team. Like, I could see Miles Turner going to Golden State. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see that. Like, they need another big that can score, that makes, you know, good enough decisions, that can get rebounds and stuff. But I don't know if they're real. I don't think they're real. I think they're really fun.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I don't think they're really.
I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs.
He's such a dog.
That's kind of. I like Tyrese, and yeah. I respect what Buddy's doing, and you know, I'm just so confused because they're all like, it's constant talk about trading this and trading that. It's like, yo, if y'all are clicking, like, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do any of that? But you know, I get maybe they have a bigger picture in mind. I'm not really sure.
Well, he wants a lot of money. I was told that Miles Turner wants like Bam Adebayo type money. You know,
doesn't Jeremy Grant too?
Yeah, but Jeremy Grant, I think, is a lot better than Miles Turner.
Okay.
Defensively, like, he can guard point of attack. I think Jeremy Grant's a better, more consistent player than Miles Turner. But Miles Turner wants a ton of money, and he can just drop off the map. Like, he can give you 12 rebounds, and then he can give you the next game 2 rebounds. Yeah.
Heat Check Podcast. You know, I continue to push people to listen to the Josh Primo episode of the Heat Check Podcast.
I still haven't listened to it. You've got to listen to it.
It's one of the greatest pieces of podcast art in history. And there's nothing from the podcast I can quote on this show. It's absolutely fantastic.
That's why I need to listen to
He's been cleared. Now.
That's what we were saying when we got the report. It was like, oh, so it's all good now. Okay, cool. Go listen to Trista's podcast about this. Keep what you're reading in mind right now and go listen to Trista's podcast.
Something that was recorded 2 weeks ago before all this got done. Yeah.
Right.
It's just logic. Let's just use logic to make jokes. That's it.
Like Chappelle said, it shouldn't be so scary to talk anymore.
I know, right?
Because that podcast was funny, dude.
It was honestly the scariest thing I've ever done. Because I was I asked my producer, I was like, is this something that could get me in trouble? Because I feel like there's some things. And he was like, I think it's fine. And I was like, we're going to walk. I think
it would have gotten us in trouble.
Yeah.
Because we can't speak from the same perspective for you, so good.
Chef's kiss. I need to hear your feedback on it, Kenny.
I'm going to check it out this weekend.
We just want to hear more about Kings on the Heat Check Podcast. It's going to continue.
I love the role players. I really do.
TD with my boy. Huh? Malik Monk. TD with my boy.
Does he want to start, or is he fine with this role? Because he's really
fine. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, because he plays a lot. And he plays a lot with De'Aaron, which I think was part of the point of this whole thing. He played 30 minutes last night, or close to it.
Yeah. And he's in the closing lineup too, which is good.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't he keeps finding these moments where he just goes nuts and he hits like a super impactful shot. Mm-hmm. And doing it at home is such a, you know, I need to see him do it on the road and give the opposing crowd one of those, because he's doing it here and he's lighting the Golden One Center on fire.
Yeah. And he was the only bright spot to me for the Lakers. Like, he was one of the only guys last year where I was like, man, Malik Monk is kind of cooking. Mm-hmm. Like, he's good. And Kevin Herter has been a massive help. 6'8", what? 6'8", 6'7"? I didn't realize he was that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's clicking right now. Everything's clicking.
D'Lo and Casey airs 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Odyssey Network and on 1320 ESPN Radio. You can also find them on YouTube. They do live broadcasts. Awesome. Get into the chatty house. One of the funnest things to do on a Friday. That is all the time, though, that we have for the Heat Check. Please check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop almost every single day. They do. Follow us also on the Heat Check as the season continues to heat up. Please do not forget to download, subscribe. Please do not forget to tell your friends, every single damn one of them. And follow us on social at this Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok.